The Snohomish County Medical Examiner says the Oso landslide has killed at least 27 people, and searchers continue their efforts to look for the missing. Meanwhile, officials say there is no estimate as to when State Route 530 will be back open. Steve Harris is a division supervisor with the emergency responders.
There's areas where the highway is completely gone. The power of the slide came down with so much energy, it just wiped out the highway and to where there's nothing, there's no highway bed left there.
Harris spoke at a press conference today that was streamed by King TV. The highway is a key connection for the city of Darrington. Workers are also trying to improve the flow of the Stillaguamish River through the landslide at Oso to reduce flooding.